It's time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan. It's brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words. Lynn Van Root is the WHL off-ice volunteer coordinator for the Prince George Cougars. Lynn, we had you on the podcast last year. At that point, you had just started in this new position. Now that you've had it for a little bit, sort of give us some detail and how you've sort of adjusted being the person in charge to being just one of the workers.
Well, I started off as just one of the volunteers with the off-ice officials, and last January our coordinator moved out of town and asked me to take the reins, and basically it's been an adjustment going from just one of the many volunteers that we have behind the scenes for the Cougars games to be running a crew of about 14 people every game that do everything from, you know, running a camera to being a goal judge to being the guys that we have in the penalty boxes. We have a lot of roles that we run and coordinating, having all of those people in place for every game is quite a challenge.
Yeah, is this part of being with the Prince George Cougars or the WHL? Because I know you guys are all supposed to be impartial and everything like that.
Yep, we are actually volunteers. The Cougars have to kind of each hockey team has to kind of have volunteers in place, but we are we kind of work for the WHL, so we work for the league. So we are not, you know, team supported. We are league supported. So every team in the league has to have off-ice officials for every game. That are taking down all of the stats, all of the running things behind the scenes. And we are, as you said, we are impartial. So we aren't, you know, any one team. We are there to run the game and make sure that both sides are judged evenly and given their stats as needed. And like any time there's a goal or a penalty, we have to make sure that the information is all recorded correctly.
It seems that it's a type of a job that if you're doing it well, you don't get any credit. But as soon as there's a mistake, everybody's on your case. Is that true?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it is, Hartley. It is, definitely. When we also run the shot clock as well as the time clock and everything, so our volunteers are entering when there's the number on the big jumbotron. When you see shots on goal, we are the ones that are our volunteers are the ones that are entering that. And if somebody's, you know, not on the ball and entering it on time, we definitely hear from others that, oh, you didn't enter the shot, and so we do get feedback when we miss something. And we're only human. We sometimes we miss something. We have about a few people who have their eyes on the puck at all times, who are, you know, making sure that if we think yes, it's a shot. We talk back and forth, and we say, "Oh, that would have been wide, or that was a high." You know, so we always make sure that we try and concur on if things was a goal or was a shot on goal, or if it wasn't. And so sometimes it can be tricky. So whenever we do get questioned of if something did happen, we'll review and try and make things correct.
We had a situation at a recent game where the internet went out. The fortunate part was it came just after the game. But if this would have happened during the game, does that cause your job to be chaos?
Yes, it does, because part of my job is entering all of the statistics onto the hockey system where the WHL has it on their website. They have all of the game play-by-plays and in a fashion where you can look at it and see what's going on live and at the moment. And so if we have no internet, we can't update the game as it's going on. And so what ended up happening was the internet went out at the very end of the game. The game had just ended, and then a windstorm came, knocked out our internet. Fortunately, I was able to use the internet from my phone to hotspot to finalize the information from the game. So we were able to still submit the final report for the game. So it was just a matter of running around trying to troubleshoot whether or not we could get the game finalized.
How quickly will the stats become official? Because once the game is over, everything is unofficial. Are you the person that makes the stats that we see on the website official? What's the process to that?
Well, we have a scorekeeper that's down at ice level. And at the end of the game, that scorekeeper usually comes upstairs. We verify information that goes into the online system, and we will verify any information that with both the scorekeeper that's down at ice level. He's the one that is in direct contact with the refs, so they are the ones that talk directly to the refs. They'll come up and verify information with myself or whoever's doing the online stats before we finalize. So we'll make sure that we have all the information correct. And then at the end of the game, once we verified all the information is as correct as we can get it, we then close out the game, and that information that's on the online system is then sent. And the only way to correct it is then to contact the WHL office in Calgary for them to make any adjustments if we may have any errors.
Once a goal is scored, does the referee just say who scored the goal and it's up to you guys for the assists, or does he say the goal, the assists, and then it's up to you guys to double check all that?
Well, we have a person who tracks back for the assists. We also have video we have a video goal judge. They are the ones who say yes, it was a good goal or not. So the referee on the ice and the video goal judge are the ones who concur that yes, it was a goal. They are the ones that say it was a good goal. And then the assists are usually we have a person who does play-by-plays, and they will say which person touched the puck before the goal, and they are the ones that will give us the assists and who was the assist. Then once, if there's any question about if they're giving the right person the assist, we can always verify that on the video goal, in the video room with the video goal judge, and we go back and we can rewind and watch the video of it during intermission or at the very end of the game.
Has there ever been a tense situation? Has there ever been a situation that somebody has, you know, criticized somebody or really questioned some of the stats or info that you've put in, that it got a little bit heated? Or even though games, there's a lot of emotion, things like that, are always things fairly calm?
There is a sometimes when there are things that are questioned, and you know what, we're all only human. We make mistakes, so that's why, you know, we always have the opportunity with the video to go back and review things. And sometimes even coaches can question things, and they have a right to say, hey, you know, I thought this was, you know, an unfair call. We can review that on the video and double check. And that's one of the main reasons of having a video to be able to review is a good thing, because, you know, we're all human. Sometimes we make mistakes, we get the wrong information, and it's okay to say, you know what, maybe I got that wrong, and just let's double check.
You have to train your staff. By the way, before I ask the next question, how long have you been doing this? And did you just get started with the Cougars, or were you doing this before somewhere else?
No, I started with the Cougars volunteering when I first moved to town about 8 years ago. And in 2014, 2015 season is when I started volunteering with the Cougars, and that was with the guest services. So I was a guest services volunteer for a few years, and then I moved up to the off-ice officials from that role. So I was asked if I would be interested in doing something else other than guest services, and I said, sure, why not? And I was introduced to the off-ice officials and became part of that team. And then when our volunteer coordinator retired in January, I was asked if I would take the reins and take over as volunteer coordinator. And basically I help run the schedule and make sure that all of the volunteers that the off-ice officials need are all in place for every game.
What is the most difficult job to train somebody for? What's the easiest job to train somebody for?
Well, one of the easiest jobs that we need somebody is to run the camera. We have a camera that just that feed only goes to the coaches for each team. It doesn't go onto the Jumbotron or anything. It just goes to the coaches, and basically you just follow the puck back and forth on the ice when when the play is happening. That's one of the easiest jobs that we have, and I think one of the most difficult is actually entering the information onto the league stat system, which does the updating all of the information as the play is happening. So all the information that we need is we record every single face-off, every single penalty, every goal, every shot on goal. We have to credit the players on our system so that they're getting the correct stats. So that is a very technical job where you need to know and be on top of things as it happens to be able to enter that information into the computer so that that information is uploaded onto the system right away.
Can a smart person do this job if they don't have a lot of hockey knowledge?
You can do, if you don't have a lot of hockey knowledge, I started off from a fan perspective. I didn't have a lot of hockey background, but it helps if you do have a little bit of hockey background. So, I mean, I learned a lot coming into the role, and I, as a fan, I never knew what some of the penalties were about. Now that I've been doing this job, every single penalty, I'm like, I can see a penalty happen, and I know that that's going to be called. So as a fan, I was like, oh, why did the whistle blow? And now I know every time that whistle blows, I know why the refs on the ice have blown that whistle. If it's a penalty or offside or icing, I know why the whistle's been blown. And as a fan, sometimes I was like, oh, why'd they blow the whistle? And I was questioning, like, what happened? But that's now having more knowledge of the game and being, you know, a big part of watching for different things going on during a game, I've learned a lot. So you don't have to have a hockey background to enjoy doing this job. It does help, but it's not a requirement.
What are the perks to the job? I know there's no pay that comes with it, but what are some of those perks?
Well, it is a volunteer position, so you're right, Hartley, there is no pay, but we are given, we're given a ticket for every game that we're volunteering at. So, I can have my friends or whatever, I can get them a ticket to a game when I want to give out tickets. We're allotted, I think it's one ticket per game per half season, so that we're required to work. So we're required to work half of the games. So as long as you fulfill your half the games per half season, which equates to, I think there's 17 games in the first half of the season. So if you are able to commit to half of that, which is, would be 9, then you would be allowed to have tickets, one ticket per game kind of thing. But you can save that. And like, I'll get tickets for my sister-in-law and her husband and the kids. So I'll get 4 tickets all at once because I'm allotted 17 tickets in that half season. We also get pop and popcorn at every game that we're volunteering at. So we get snacks. And that's an army marches on its foot, on its stomach. So we are definitely an army of volunteers. And we love our snacks.
Well, you're listening to CAT Scan. It's brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words. Lynn Van Rood is the WHL off-ice volunteer coordinator with the Prince George Cougars. Is there a standard formula for the Cougars and every WHL team that the league says you have to abide by, or are there some things that you can sort of twist and turn to customize for Prince George, or is everything, you know, on a script that the WHL has and all 22 teams follow to a T?
Yeah, there's definitely a WHL off-ice official guidebook that says these are the requirements. Same for even all of the play that happens. The WHL has a very, very concise guidebook of what requirements they have for every team that's out there, so that there is consistency among the league, especially when it comes to player stats and team statistics, because these are what coaches, what anybody who, any of the scouts, that's what they're all looking at when they come to look at players for trading or moving up to higher leagues like the NHL. They'll look at all of these statistics. So the WHL has set standards that they want followed for every team.
If there was a big game in Prince George, big hockey game, would you feel more comfortable working as a volunteer, or would you rather just be in the stands and being a fan?
I would be a volunteer. I have enjoyed volunteering for a good portion of my life. And every time there is a chance, opportunity for me to volunteer for something, I sign up for it. So whether it be the off-ice officials or Operation Red Nose or any many, many other things. I volunteer, and I find that's a great opportunity to meet new people, to just give back to my community. And so I would definitely be a volunteer.
So your husband does it as well. So how does that make some interesting conversations as things get a little tense during a game?
He was not really the biggest hockey fan before we met. And so I kind of brought him into the fold. And he has gained a much greater appreciation for the game of hockey. And so as a growing up a hockey fan, he came in and he's learning. Just like I learned a lot when I moving up from just a fan to being a volunteer with the off-ice officials, he is also learning all the different nuances of a hockey game and what it takes to run a hockey game behind the scenes.
Is it more frustrating, teaching him than somebody else that you're not so closely associated with?
Sometimes I look at him and I go, why don't you remember what this is? And, I taught you that last week. But he's doing a great job, and he's been picking up where there's slack. So if I have somebody who can't make it that night, I've, actually pulled my husband out from whatever position I've got him in, and I'm like, honey, I need you to do this tonight. And so he's been really good at being my on-the-fly kind of move into to positions where I need them. So he's been really great.
What's the one job that's the toughest to fill that, if you're asking for volunteers, nobody wants to raise their hand, they want to do another job. Well, what is that one job that is not maybe the most desirable?
Either the video goal judge assistant or the stats, online stats person, because they are so in depth and technical, and I have a lot of volunteers who just want to come and they want to, they want to hit the red light at the end of the hockey ice. That's their whole job, is when there's a goal, they hit the button and the red lights go on. So that's, their whole role, and that's what they want to come and do. And that's, I have other other volunteers who they want to be in the penalty box, and they want to talk to these young players when they come and they are frustrated coming into the box. They want to sit there and have a conversation with them. That's where they feel that their role is best suited, and that's where they want to be. And you know what? It's wonderful that these people have want to come and volunteer in the first place. I think the hardest, though, is definitely filling the role of the stat, putting the stats and the video goal judge assistant, because those two are very technical. It's on the computer. You're, the one is running video and rewinding and fast forwarding and bookmarking on the video where there are either infractions or goals, or and allowing the video goal judge to see the video of the goal and rewind it so that they can see a clearer picture. And so that's very technical, and some of the people are very weary about learning new technical things.
Right. Now, you, during games, do one of those demanding jobs of entering stats on the WHL website. So is that because you enjoy it so much, or it's difficult to find somebody?
I enjoy it. That's one of the roles that I enjoy doing, and so I do it. I do teach others how to do it when they feel that they want to learn, but I don't push any role that people don't like, because it's a volunteer position. So I want to make sure that, if you're there and you're coming to the games and you're volunteering with us, I want to make sure that you're gonna, be happy in whatever role you're doing and whatever your job you have that evening. And I like the technical jobs, so I'm either in the video room doing the video goal judge assisting, or I'm entering the stats. So those are two jobs that I really enjoy.
So the goal happens at 8:32 of the first period. Is the first thing you do say, oh, I'm looking at the clock. It says, 8:32 of the first period. So you mark that down, and then you wait for the announcement for the goal. Like, how? Take us right through that process. As soon as that goal scores, what you're doing.
As soon as the goal scored, I actually have a clock running on our system, and so I'll stop the clock at the time that stopped on the game clock. I'll make sure that our times match, and then there's a button for a goal. I'll click that. I'll pick which team it was. I choose different options of whether it was an even strength goal, a power play goal, a shorthanded goal, if it was an empty net goal. I have to choose those options, and then I can choose from a drop down menu of which player made the goal. So I will, a lot of times it'll be, I'll choose a player that was the player that was made the goal, and sometimes I wait for the announcement. Sometimes I look to the person who's doing the playback, that person, and they will let me know who the goal was from. And then once the refs speak with our scorekeeper down at the ice level, they call up to us to make sure that, yes, we've got the right person. And they also talk to the announcer, and then the announcement's made once the play goes on. So I input the person that I and the rest of my volunteers upstairs feel got the goal. But sometimes there's a change, depending on if it was tipped in and we didn't quite see that, then there could be a change in that goal depending on what the ref has said. So I'll input that, and then I have to be ready to input the next face-off. So I'll have to just put whoever the goal was by, and then I can go in and put the information for the face-off at that same time. Then I start the clock. Then I can go back. I will get a sheet from our plus-minus person that has the goal, whoever scored the goal plus the assists, as well as the plus and minus. So the plus and minus is all of the players on the goal scoring side, and then all of the players that were on the non-goal scoring side who were on the ice at the time of the goal. And those are the ones that get a plus and minus in their stats.
Except for those on a power play, of course.
Yes, except a power play, because there are no plus and minus on a power play. But I will still receive the sheet for the goal scorer and the assist. Once that sheet comes, I can make those changes to the goal on the system.
So as I'm doing the broadcast, doing the color commentary on the home games, there's no system that's perfect, but whoever does the flyby first to the bench after the goal, that guy's always scored.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever look at that as well, because...
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Right, because that's very seldom. The guys know if it was tipped in front. Sometimes somebody lets a shot go from the point, you think that guy probably scored, but then he's not the first guy in the flyby, which means somebody, in all likelihood, deflected it.
Yeah, somebody had deflected it into the net, and that's the person who would go on the flyby. And we'll look at that, too. Like, when there is a goal scored, we'll look at who's on the flyby and who's, And usually, for our plus-minus people, the other team, the non-scored on team, they want off the ice right away, because it's like they try to get off the ice as soon as they can because they don't want that minus.
To become a WHL volunteer in off ice, is it easy? Does somebody just let somebody know? How does that come about, or do you have to start and be a volunteer like you were before you got to be a WHL off-ice volunteer?
We are actually looking for more volunteers, so if there's anybody out there that is interested, you can give the PG Cougars, go to their website and email them and just say you're interested in becoming a volunteer and you've heard about the off-ice officials and you would love to be able to volunteer with them. And send an email to the Cougars with your information and they will pass it on to me, or you can contact me directly. My email is lfulton42@gmail.com, or you can contact me via Hartley. Sure. If you want to get in touch with Hartley and say, hey, I'm interested in joining the off-ice officials, and he can get me the information.
Yeah, no trouble at all. Of course, yeah. Now, you say that you do need off-ice officials, even though the season is going on. Has this been a problem in the past, or, you know, people just not doing it, or is it just, you know, every year there's this recruitment that needs to go on?
Well, every year there is definitely recruitment that needs to go on, and generally, due to the nature of the age of volunteers that we have, some of our volunteers, our core volunteers, leave the country for a few months in the winter, so they are snowbirds, and so come, you know, January, February, usually I've lost a couple of my volunteers to the warm weather of the south, and so I'm always looking for more volunteers to fulfill the 14 core volunteers that I need every game. And the earlier I can get people in to start training them on different roles, the easier it is for me to fill spaces when I have people who either call in sick, and with COVID still, you know, being a thing that's around these days, we still need people who can fill short shoes on short notice.
Is it a bit stressful, the positions, or not?
My position is, I think, the most stressful because I'm the one that gets to deal with the schedule and making sure that I have 14 people on at every game. But the rest of the positions, basically, it's a fun job. It's, you get to come to the game for free. You get to, you know, join a crew of you know, hockey people and just like really, you know, get a lot more in depth into the game.
And I know I like the 6 o'clock starts on Saturday. I imagine you do too.
Yeah, it's great to get out of there at 9:30. It's wonderful because we can still, you know, go and grab an ice cream or something on our way home, and it's great. So not getting home at 10:30 is nice on Saturdays.
Yeah. So last question: is there anything that I haven't mentioned that you would, you know, like to bring out about the position or the duties of a WHL off ice? Maybe something I haven't thought of that you think is relatively interesting.
Well, we do get to wear a sport coat with the WHL logo and walk around and look all official and professional, and it's and as WHL off-ice officials, like I said, we're not representing either team. We are there to be professionals and do a professional job, but we're also there to enjoy the game and have fun, and you know, I love what I do, so that's about it.
You just have to make sure that none of the crew after a Cougar overtime goal doesn't do a little fist pump or something then.
Exactly. Just kind of keep it on the down low that, you know, we can root for the home team in our own time, but when we're in uniform with the WHL off-ice officials, we kind of have to maintain our own our professionalism and our neutrality.
Appreciate your time, and we'll keep in touch. We'll see you lots at the Cougar home games. Take care, Lynn.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Hartley.
Lynn Van Root is the WHL off-ice volunteer coordinator with the Prince George Cougars. You've been listening to CatScan, brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words.